For the spouses of African heads of state, one issue was of particular importance on Monday: maternal and newborn health. The First Ladies of Africa met at the UN to discuss how to empower women and girls so they know their rights. The UN Population Fund says working for the survival of mothers is a human rights imperative. Joining the dozens of First Ladies, young African women representatives were also present to raise awareness about the challenges they face to protect their reproductive health. Nancy Tomei from Kenya resisted female genital mutilation for 7 years until, she says, she was saved. She told the First Ladies she is proof that change is possible.
Each girl needs to be a source of further change, and I am an ambassador. We ask for your support so we can speak with one voice and prove change is possible. Because together, we can eliminate FGM in less than 4 years if we empower girls to demand their human rights.
Nancy added she was also speaking on behalf of all the women and girls forced into early marriages. UN figures show that the prevalence of child marriage varies substantially among countries, ranging from only 2% in Algeria to 75% in Niger. This leads to many complications during pregnancy and deliveries, as the girls' bodies are not fully developed. Mrs. Bansun Tek, the UN Secretary General's wife, said too many girls continue to die while giving birth, and yet most of these deaths are preventable.
In Africa, one woman dies every 3 minutes from pregnancy-related complications. Infants born to teenage mothers are 60% more likely to die in the first year. Adolescent girls in the developing world need special attention to live up to their great potential to transform our world.
With fewer than 500 days left to achieve the Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs, the UN Population Fund reports that too little progress has been made towards reducing maternal and child deaths. Roman Tesfaye, the First Lady of Ethiopia, said building partnerships and alliances to promote safe motherhood and children's health is essential.
As we come to an end of the Millennium Development Goals, we need to accelerate progress in saving the lives of women and children through using different approaches and establishing dynamic partnerships. We must also bear in mind one of our key objectives: to strengthen partnership and establish new ones in order to contribute towards achieving the goals of preventing the deaths of mothers, the births of children with HIV virus, and the abandonment of orphans.
African First Ladies are keeping maternal health at the top of the agenda as a priority for the new Sustainable Development Goals beyond 2015. They will be meeting again during the 69th session of the General Assembly to tackle more global issues affecting their continent. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.